Last week, the State Department of Labor provided unemployment benefits to nearly 70,000 people. The department's director of research, Andrew Condon, says claimants will continue to receive payments through the shutdown.
The funding stream for the unemployment insurance system is not at risk.
More than 9,400 federal employees earning over $14 million in wages each week will be potentially affected in Connecticut by the federal government's first shutdown in 17 years after Congress failed to pass federal spending bills for the new fiscal year starting October 1st.
Most of them work in public administration, but there's a smattering in all kinds of activities, ranging from financial services, people operating real estate management programs for the federal government, museums, parks.
Judy Luther heads the department's benefits program for federal employees. She says government employees who may be newly unemployed as a result of the shutdown can file a claim if they worked in Connecticut for a federal employer or if they commuted from another state to work here.
We do request that individuals be prepared to provide proof of wages for these federal employers to return with the affidavit. Our office is ready to take on the increase in workload, so there should not be any delay in benefits.
To initiate claims, federal employees should call the telebenefits phone number by location listed on the State Labor Department's website. For WNPR News, I'm Sujata Srinivasan.